Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Hannah Thompson joining us from the Animal Ag Alliance in just a moment.
Making a lot of hay this spring? During Kubota's preseason hay days, get no payments for 6 months with zero down and 0% APR financing for up to 54 months on new Kubota balers and disc mower conditioners. Or choose huge customer instant rebates. But you'd better hurry on over to your local Kubota hay tools dealer. Preseason deals won't last forever. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Coming up Friday, December 4th, 8 a.m. Central Time, your next chance to buy cattle the Superior way on Dish Network Satellite 232 or on SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be offering 21,500 head, 4,500 yearling steers, 2,200 yearling heifers, 13,600 weaned calves, and 500 calves on cows. For more information about the auction, give them a call, 800-422-2117, or go to SuperiorLivestock.com for details. There are activist groups that don't like modern production agriculture, specifically animal agriculture. Hannah Thompson says the Animal Agriculture Alliance is all about keeping tabs on those kind of groups that don't like the way we produce meat in this country.
We do a lot of monitoring and tracking of animal rights activist organizations and the activities that they're doing. So obviously their motive is to end animal agriculture, and they put a lot of information out there to try to drive consumers toward that mission, and enlisting, pressuring retailers and restaurants is one big tactic that they're using, as well as targeting a few other audiences that you might not think of and might be kind of surprising. And one of those is law enforcement. So different activist groups are doing things like sponsoring awards, offering trainings on animal cruelty, which I think you can see why that's problematic to have an animal rights organization telling law enforcement what animal cruelty looks like. So they're getting really involved with that audience to try to pass along some of their messages there. So we would really encourage farmers and ranchers to build relationships with the local law enforcement in your communities. Have them out to your farm. Show them what it looks like. Show them what responsible animal care is, so that they can understand and know what they're looking at. And that'll also just benefit you even more if you do have a crisis and first responders do have to come to your farm. Them having knowledge of how it's laid out and how to handle livestock will be really beneficial. We're also seeing them targeting the religious community. Mm-hmm. So for the past almost decade and probably longer, a couple of the different groups have had people on staff who specialize in reaching out to the faith-based community and religious organizations. So they feel that if they can convince people it's immoral to eat meat and not isn't something that people should be doing, that will really help them in their mission.
And Hannah says these animal activist groups like PETA and HSUS, always looking for creative ways to advance their cause.
Earlier this year, PETA reached out in D.C. and offered to replace the stained glass in the Washington National Cathedral with art that they felt supported that animals are equal to humans. It was some kind of an image of Jesus standing with a crowd of little children and animals mixed in together to kind of show that we all need his protection and we all are on the same level there. So it's from tactics like that to more sophisticated efforts by groups like HSUS to build relationships. They just announced a partnership with a very large Jewish organization to put some material in summer camps teaching students, younger kids, about their views of animal agriculture. So again, it's a non-traditional audience. So that same message, we would encourage you to get out there and build those relationships and in your own churches and other denominations, anything you can help them understand and help show them so that they're informed and they know what's going on.
And of course, close to home, the Oklahoma Conference of Churches right now siding with HSUS regarding voting no for State Question 777. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 34th annual Oklahoma Select Bull and Female Sale and Super Bowl competition. It's Saturday, December 5th at noon at Atoka Livestock Auction in Atoka, Oklahoma. The sale will feature 80 breeding-age bulls plus a few select females, limousine and limb flex. For more information and sale day phone, call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. Or view the catalog at www.americancattleservices.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.